Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Beside Ourselves Podcast. I am Sir Daniel Lowens.
Wait, are you Daniel Lowens?
I am.
Okay, I feel
like actually knighted. I wasn't there for the ceremony. Yeah, like, I'm very upset.
I was knighted last week.
When did Patrick Stewart show up? Because he's Sir Patrick Stewart. No, okay.
He's the one that knighted me.
Oh, good.
It was beautiful. Better kiss bald heads.
Can I just, as a quick aside, can I just say how amazing Patrick Stewart was in Logan? Like, that was, I feel like, don't get me wrong, like, Patrick Stewart's had some amazing roles in film, but I feel like that was such a great, great role for him.
It was.
Playing as Professor X.
I haven't watched Logan in forever. I should watch that this week.
Yeah, you should.
I haven't not seen, I know you guys were talking up the black and white version. I was trying to find it online.
Noir. The noir version, yeah.
Noir.
Yeah. Wait. Who else is in this podcast? Gentlemen.
Oh yeah. Hi, I'm Shakuna.
Oh, Benny.
Oh, shit. Benny. Shit, I don't even remember my own name.
I'm Benny. I'm Benny.
Yeah.
And today we're here to talk about the 2024 Record Store Day event that is happening this month on April 20th.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Can you believe it, guys? Record Store Day is already here. It's like Christmas.
We kind of like collecting records. I don't know if you knew that about us.
Wow. Records, what are those? Plastic discs that have music on them? Why would I do that when I can just stream the music for free on Spotify?
Ugh, how dare you? Dan, can we take this offline?
Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry, did I say something inappropriate?
Yeah, you cursed our Lord and Savior, the record god.
The record god?
The wax god.
How I betrayed thee. I am so sorry.
I'm very curious. So I know Dan's well above 1,000 now, but what is your account now, guys? Because I know, like, I told you guys before kind of offline that I'm approaching 500, mm-hmm. but I know you guys have like double or triple that. So I'm very curious what your number is currently.
So
my number is about to go down.
Why? Oh, you're selling some stuff? Yeah.
Because I'm going through a divorce, and we are splitting up. They're taking out her records.
Oh.
It's a pretty good chunk, but it's still, I mean, I still have a lot.
Okay, well, that's good. I have, as of right now, 707. However, though, there is a massive stack that I haven't yet accounted for, which I imagine by the time that I'm done, it's going to be probably close to 900 is my guess.
I could have sworn you had at least 1,000.
No,
Shakuna.
Not yet. No.
Shakuna goes for quality, not quantity.
Yes, sir.
He's the one that has all the expensive, hard to find, rubbing our face records.
Listen, I have massive credit card debt, and I am not ashamed to admit it.
I've got $20,000 in credit card debt. When they call, I tell them I can't pay it yet.
That's right. Credit card debt.
So if I go higher or lower on your Discogs, I guess, like, value.
Mm-hmm.
Just let's play a little game here.
Sure.
Okay?
I like playing games.
Okay. 50K.
Currently?
Are you guessing?
Yes.
You're not far off, honestly.
Wait, are you going?
Wait, like, are we going low value, medium value, or like the absolute highest value?
I think probably highest value.
Okay, highest value. You think I'm
all
at 50
perfect,
or
perfect highest value things?
Yeah, all things.
We can go median, but I think that yours is probably around there. If I had to guess,
mine or Dan's,
Shakuna's.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, you're not far off. Dan, you want to take a stab?
We're going for the median.
No, we're going for the absolute highest value.
I'm gonna go. You said 50?
He did say 50.
Can I find out if it's higher or lower?
Nope. Just take a guess.
I'm gonna go 48.
Wow. Dan, holy shit. Nice work. 47.7. Now, probably most likely, it's definitely going to be over that amount once I catalog the rest that haven't been added in yet. Sure. But
this is a fine example of his quality over my quantity. How much do you think mine is, Benny?
1,000.
Wow.
That is a dick move.
I mean, so, but I think you have a, so it's including everything, right? So I'm guessing
32 is the number of how many records I have currently.
Yeah.
So maybe like 52.
Nope.
I'm gonna go 46.
Oh no, it's 58.
58. Okay.
I was close.
Yeah.
But like, so, it's not that much far off from Shakuna's, and he, I mean, currently has
less.
So like mine half of what is in, yeah, in Loonies and Toonies, in Canadian money. So
it doesn't count.
Make money.
Monopoly, colorful money. It's plastic. It's wonderful. You can throw it in the wash.
Dude, everyone's money's cooler than ours.
It's true. American money does. But it is kind of lame.
So remember, so mine is going to be like less because of the price on the dollar. But I have 500 ish.
Nice.
So based on like, well, with all my pre-orders, I'll have 500. So depending on which one comes first.
Yeah, yeah.
Or last, I mean, that's what be like my 500th record. We'll see. But I'm curious what you guys think mine's worth in the Canadian dollars.
32.
I'm not gonna say far off from that. I'm gonna go a little on the lower end just because of the number. I'm gonna go 31.5.
Both pretty close.
Really?
It's 35.
Shit. Okay.
So pretty good. I mean, but yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Nice.
I got three this week.
Ooh, what? Oh, you got that ME3 album. Nice.
I tagged you even in my Instagram.
Did you?
I haven't even listened to Gun Club, but everyone talks about it.
It's a good album.
It's like a famous record. And yep. I finally own this.
Take Back Sunday. Yeah.
The only one of the nice albums that I didn't own.
What album is that again?
Where You Want to Be.
Isn't that one that has Set Phasers a Stun on it?
Yep.
Okay, that's okay. I was like, I knew. Album. Oh, it's a great album. Yeah, for sure.
So now I own all the Take It Back Sunday I actually want.
Hey, so nice. There you go.
Which is great because I own all that. Even ones I don't want, I still have.
That just goes to how much of a super fan you are, Benny. I appreciate that.
But this is like what the issues are with like collectors that I feel, because we'll, like, at least for me, I know she could probably have a little more self control, but I will buy records of albums as most people do.
Whoa, you said I had self-control. How dare you, sir? I have zero self-control. Yeah. I buy a lot of records.
But you have – I could have sworn you had more than what you did. Like, and I feel like you – given
– I'm telling you, he's got the quality control. He gets the stuff that I dream
that's what
about
I'm saying.
Getting.
But in all, but once again, though, in all fairness, I have about 50 or 60 records I still haven't like cataloged yet. So I mean, there's still a sizable amount of records that are in there that
I still think you might have some.
No, same.
A little more self-control than I do. Maybe.
You have more than
I do. That's
true.
All I'm saying.
How do you not, on whatever, I know you don't get a lot of free days because you have a wild little one and a job that drives you crazy, but.
True.
Like, whenever I have a free time, I mean, I know this past month I had a lot of free time, but I like to take my Sundays, pour some coffee and sit down and organize and listen and clean. Like, how do you not? Oh my God, you have 50
I know. Well, it's worse. It's they're 50 unopened and haven't even been listened to yet.
You are disgusting.
I am. I'm a horrible human being. I admit that.
I love you and you're beautiful, but you're disgusting.
I know. Listen, in all fairness, I used to be very, very diligent about cataloging and putting all my stuff into Discogs. It's after the flood happened in the basement that everything like went to like a complete standstill in terms of like if you could see what my listing area looks like right now, it is nothing but boxes piled on top of boxes. And then like and like a stack of records like staring at me like, please play me, sir. I'm so cold and I'm so lonely.
Please,
and I'm
like, have some more.
Please, a pittance for the poor, please. And yeah. And I'm kind of like, oh, man. I really should hang out with you guys, but I got things to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would drive me insane.
Oh, don't worry. Trust me. I have planned out a solid week because I still have like some vacation time I haven't used yet, and I don't plan on using it anytime soon. I'm just going to dedicate that week to just hanging out, getting all my collection back in order. Because the thing is, like, a lot of things are also like out of order in terms of like an organization on my shelf. So I'm going to like pull everything off. Re-alphabetize everything, get, you know, make sure everything is freshly, cleanly sleeved and all that fun stuff. And then hopefully get back into a better shape.
My like organizational skills are pretty lazy, I'll say. It is alphabetical, but it's not really alphabetical.
No, I hear you.
You know what I mean?
I hear you. Trust me.
So it's not based on, like, if I go through like my Discogs and see like what it is from like AA to ZZ. It's not that. I think my first record is probably my Plus 44 and 30 Seconds to Mars because they're numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes like just like any A. Like, it doesn't matter. There's no order of the A's. It, like the bands are together, but it's not like it's actually organized.
Yeah.
Truly alphabetically, which I don't know if I have the time or patience to actually fucking do that because that just seems like a pain in the ass.
Try doing that with 700 plus. It's,
or 1,000.
Or 1,000. Yeah. Or 1,200. Exactly right. Yeah. But anyways, we are so off track, guys. We are talking about Record Store Day, which is coming up here a few short days and or weeks, whenever you are listening to this. And, you know, we normally do this once every year. At least we've been doing it since me and Benny have been on the podcast, where we go through the Record Store Day list, pick out 5 albums that we are super, super geeked about that are being released for this Record Store Day. So maybe you might be geeked about them as well. And maybe go and get in line and give your local record store some money so that way you can pick up some of these gems that we're about to discuss. So we do this in a round robin sort of style. So I'll give off an album. Dan will give off one next. Benny will give off the next one. And we'll just go around and around until we're done with our 5 picks.
Round and round.
I don't know how the lyrics to that song goes.
This got off the rails so hard. I love it though.
This is what this podcast is all about. So Dan, you've been to the podcast the longest. I'm gonna let you go first with your first pick for Record Store Day. What are you geeked about?
There's this beautiful indie band called Stars. Everyone should know them if they don't know them, and they're releasing the album The 5 Ghosts. I'm very excited for it because I think it's a beautiful album, and I chose the song Dead Hearts to preview.
Ford and my heart died. They moved forward and my heart died. Please, please tell me what they looked like. Did they seem afraid of you? They were kids that I once knew. They were kids that I once knew. I can say it, but you won't believe me. You say you do, but you don't deceive me. It's hard to know they're out there. It's hard to
Hey, Dave, I feel like I've heard this band before.
Yeah, they're famous.
Are they? Because they almost sound like Of Monsters and Men. I don't know if you're familiar with that band or not.
Man, yes, I know.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they sound, and I'm not saying that like as like an insult. I mean, it's a beautiful song. It's like the second I heard like those kind of like acoustic drums kind of come in a little bit with like that 3-part harmony, I'm like, okay, that sounds so much like Of Monsters and Men, but like I like it.
They were famous along those in that time frame too.
Were they? Okay, so that makes sense.
Working at Urban Outfitters way back in the early 2000s, and people were all about Stars, and you know,
yeah. Always good. Okay. Stuff. Always good stuff. All right, gentlemen, I got a throwback album that's being repressed, or I should say being pressed for the very, very first time on vinyl at Hitting Record Store Day this year. And it's a band that I have absolutely adored, especially growing up in during my high school years. They've released so many iconic albums. And it is a band out of good old Atlanta, Georgia, by the name of Collective Soul. They are releasing Dosage, which has one of my favorite songs of all time by them. It's called Heavy, and I want to give you a quick little preview of that in case you've never heard it before. Like, how can you not hear that guitar riff and not just get fucking amped? Seriously. such a great album. And
it's going to be a Monday buy maybe for me.
Is it going to be? Yeah, that's it's so good.
I would like to discuss Monday buys with people.
Sure, what are Monday buys for you?
I can give away the secret now that I do not work for a record store.
Ooh, let's hear it.
So Monday, and it's because record stores become so greedy. I'm going to be completely honest. Like, record store started and they would drop like 5 rare, cool albums that were hard to find or exclusives and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Now there's hundreds of records, you know, or almost 100 records coming out, something like that, like an insane amount.
Okay.
And record stores have to buy as much as possible because they're limited. and bring in so there's something for everybody because everyone's looking for something different.
Sure, of course.
Everything that does not sell on Saturday, starting Sunday, they put onto Discogs, every record store.
Okay.
And then on Monday, they drop the price to the lowest price so they can get rid of stock.
Interesting.
That's why you'll find albums that you've been looking for. It's not going to be the big ones. If you're looking for Noah Kahan and stuff like that, like the ones that are going to sell pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Like something like this, there's a chance I can find for $5 on Monday.
No way. $5? Are you serious?
No, we dropped them as low as $5 throughout that week.
No
way. I mean, just watch
it.
They drop real fast. Because everyone's competing to try to have the lowest one to get rid of stock.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, well then...
My job through that week was to go on and lower price all through the week to try to keep it as the lowest one.
So the only thing that I think is concerning here is that there's only 2,000 copies of that being pressed.
Oh, that might not be... That might not be one.
I was going to say, I'm like...
You see a lot of copies, check for it on Monday.
Okay, noted. And noted for all of you out there in Podcastville. Hey, Benny, what are you geeked about coming up for Record Store Day?
So I think we all are kind of geeked about this one. I was going to have this one be last, but fuck it. It's the Paramore of Hard Times, Burn Down the House. I'm fucking super jazzed for this. I think they've done a really good Paramore-esque job of promoting, like, they're like Talking Heads, like album too. I think it's really cool. Like, I think it's not really a stranger to them to like be like all sneaky in their like social media, like how like they like, I think was it like, did they black out their pictures or like white it out? I feel like they removed a lot of like their social media pictures, and it just was like very very plain. People were like, oh my god, are they breaking up? And thankfully that was not the case.
Yeah, so here's a little piece of that. I don't know about you guys. I am super fucking excited for this album to come out. If this song is anywhere near as good as the other ones, it's going to be a banger all the way through. There's just no way that it's not going to be.
No, for sure. And I'm super, super excited for it. I feel like it's going to be kind of hard to find. I mean, but we'll see. Though.
I don't think it's going to be that tough.
You're the ambassadors. It's going to be hopefully pretty available.
Yeah, I'm looking right now to see.
I'm saying because I'm probably going to my local one, and they don't always have a lot of stock.
So according to this, there's going to be 5,000 copies of that one, which
that's kind of low, actually.
Feels kind of low, but
the bummer about that too is I want it because the other side, the side B, is Talking Heads covering Paramore.
Right.
So I was gonna just wait for the tribute album to come out. Because it is going to come out eventually. Because I like the Lord cover of Take Me to the River.
Yeah, yeah, same.
Mm-hmm. And so I think it's going to be a sweet album of people just covering Talking Heads songs. But I don't know if the Talking Heads version of Paramore is going to be on it. So would it make sense?
Yeah, I mean, context-wise, no, it wouldn't. But, I don't know, maybe they'll toss it in as a B-side or something like that. Or maybe like a bonus 7-inch if you buy like a collector's edition version of it or something. Who knows? Okay, Dan, your second pick. What do you got for us?
All right, so this one's a little cheesy, but I really got into this album when it came out, and then finding it on vinyl for a while seemed impossible because I missed it. Like, it was normal price for a while, and then I just didn't buy it, and then it just was out of print. It went up slowly in price, and then I didn't love the album enough to pay high dollar for it, but now that it's coming out, I want it. It's cheesy. It's girl rap, fun dance music. It is Ashnikko, Demi Devil, and the song I chose is Daisy, and I think it's fun as hell. I'm right back, Daisy's on your nightstand. Never forget I blossom in the moonlight. Snow eyes, glacier with the blue eyes. I'm terrified. Okay. I'm no Cinderella, but I like the shoes.
shoes, big glass platforms, bitch, I'm choosy. Long blue hair, blue as a
ooh.
Bruise.
Only
trust a fella, oh, it's fun.
Saucy. Saucy. And apparently there's 2,500 copies there being released of that album as well. So if you got into that at any given point in time, make sure you get your butt in line to get yourself a copy. Because, yeah, that might sell it quick. That definitely won't be a Monday buy, that's for sure.
No.
No. All right, gentlemen, I got another 90s throwback. I feel like I'm picking a lot of, like, 90s alternative bands that are...
Hey, that's when they get... When these come out, that's when you go for them.
Agreed. And this is another one that I feel is really, really exciting. So this band has a lot of albums in their discography, but unfortunately they're all very, very hard to find because a lot of them have been out of press for a very, very long time. So I think in response to them, they've released a Greatest Hits compilation that is being pressed on vinyl for the very first time. It's a band known as Filter, which have had an amazing amount of songs. They're, like I said, releasing a Greatest Hits comp. And this is a quick little tease, if you will, of one of their songs, which I really, really love. It's kind of a more of a deeper cut slash B-side. It's The Only Way is the Wrong Way. Give it a listen. Yeah, so it's called The Very Best Things, 1995 to 2008. It doesn't list how many copies are being pressed, which I find very, very strange. So that either means there's going to be a lot of them being pressed or not a whole lot of them being pressed. If you dig on that, like I said, they're releasing their Greatest Hits comp, The Very Best Things, 1995-2008. It's a Record Store Day first release.
Just buy it for Do You Wanna Take My Picture?
I mean, every song is on there. Like, so, Hey Man, Nice Shot, Welcome to the Fold, yeah. Can't Ooh. You Trip Like I Do, Take a Picture, Soldiers of Misfortune, Where Do We Go From Here, which I really, really love that song, too. Let's see here. I'm Not the Only One, The Only Way is the Wrong Way, which is what we played a few moments ago. It literally, every big hit from Filter that you can think of is on that comp. So I am hoping that it won't be super hard to find because I desperately want to add that to my collection.
So, I'm sorry. So that Take a Picture song, I don't know why, but it reminds me, it's on the soundtrack of that movie, The Girl Next Door.
It is,
and
yeah.
I fucking love that movie.
Do you so know that movie was released like 20 years ago, like almost to the day?
Hold on, let me see this.
It's old, man.
Fuck. Okay, so
I just saw it on Reddit. Someone posted that it was like it would just turn 20 years old today or something like that.
That's insane.
Isn't that crazy? We're getting old, guys.
That's ridiculous.
Oh.
Speaking of which, Benny, what's your second pick?
So I'm gonna ride the wave that I just started last time. I did say Paramore for be a 7-inch, but this is gonna be the Paramore RE, this is why. I mean, I'm very, very curious. I'm very curious. Even though I just was told offline that some of the songs are a little eh, but
it's on there, okay.
I am very, very intrigued by it. And I mean, I'm a Paramore, so and knowing me, you know, because I have no, like, if I want to finish a collection, I have to get this one too.
Yeah, you do. So here's a little taste of that. This is the title track from Covered by Fools. Not gonna lie, kind of a bop.
Very spacey. I love it.
Kind of a bop.
So this is like Paramore adjacent, and again, I'm not gonna make this about wrestling because Dan, I already spoke about wrestling a little bit. But Dan, did you see what song Bayley used as like the hype video for her match against Io Sky?
I don't remember.
It was Simmer by Hayley Williams. And I, so there was a whole like, campaign. Bayley was trying to get Paramore to perform her song at WrestleMania. But apparently there was some like scheduling conflict, or maybe they just didn't want to do it. But I'm like, I was so hoping for it because like Bayley said online, hey, I like there's a conflict, they can't make it. I thought she was just trying to swerve us, and I was praying because that had been unreal to see like Paramore on a WrestleMania stage. But wait, it didn't happen. Spoiler alert. Sorry.
Womp womp.
That was a bit of a pivot, but I'll throw it back to you, Jukman. I'm taking this off the rails the entire time. So.
Yet again, our vinyl podcast turns into a wrestling podcast because Benny wills it so.
I'll bring it on back.
Yeah, you are. Dan, what do you got for your third pick?
Okay, so I'm excited for this one. It took me a while to get into it. Honestly, it's not Relationship in Command, which is what I really want to get on vinyl. Mm-hmm. But At the Drive-In is releasing an album, and I do like At the Drive-In. So I chose In Casino Out. The song is Napoleon Solo.
Come on, rock, damn it. I'm sorry. Oh, here. Is it coming now? No? I had to wait for the drop there. That's good.
I appreciate that.
Although I must admit, I'm not the biggest At the Drive-In fan. I guess you can consider me somewhat of a Fairweather fan because I just know only one song by them, which is One Arm Scissor, which everyone knows. But that sounds like a fucking cool ass track. Maybe I'll have to give that album a listen. I like it. How many copies of that are being pressed? Probably not many. Yeah, I can't imagine many.
Oh, I didn't even look.
Let's see, hold on, I'm looking right now for you. I'll feed you baby birds at the drive-in. Here we go.
Thanks.
3,500. Which I feel like that's a decent shot for being a record store day first. Yeah, might get your hands on that. Okay. Back to the 90s we go, gentlemen. I feel like every single pick is a 90s record, but this is also one that I think has been teased to death on Reddit, and everyone is, or at least those that are into 90s pop rock and 90s alternative are really, really excited about this one, and I am no different. Duncan Sheik is releasing his No, I'm serious. Like, there's a lot of people that are super excited about it. He's releasing his self-titled album. For the very first time on vinyl. And here's a quick little taste of a song that I actually love off this album. It's called She Runs Away. Let's give it a listen.
Right away and spoke to me in poetry. Sometimes the more you wonder why, the worse it seems to get. And she says, ooh, darling, don't you know? The darkness comes and the darkness goes. She says, why don't you let it go? Happiness ain't never how you think it should be, so she runs away.
I mean, that song has been like on every single like rom-com 90s soundtrack that I can possibly think of, and I fucking love that song a lot. But
The price point of that album is too high for the. I do like Duncan Sheik, and I mean, Barely Breathing is such a huge jam.
It is.
I mean, what's that it? Might be a Monday one for me if it's.
What's it going for? Well, what's it going for?
I remember going for like 40 to 50.
Oof.
For Duncan Sheik.
Oof.
And I was like, ooh.
Oof. Hold on, let me see how many copies of that are being pressed. Quickly. It looks like, hold on, that's SL. There it is. 1,500.
Ooh, that's not gonna be a Monday then.
No, that's not gonna be a Monday. That's gonna be shelling out the credit card if you really want it. But yeah, I'm kind of excited about that, and I know a lot of people that I was reading seeing on Reddit for Record Store Dave are pretty pumped about it as well. So I think it might be one of those hard to find ones. So if you want it, go get in line and beg your local record shop to get a copy if they can get one. Anyways, Benjamin, what do you got next for us?
Yep. Olivia Rodrigo and Noah Kahan, the Stick Season 7-inch.
Yeah, that is going to be, I don't think it's going to be super hard to find. But anyways, we'll give you a quick little listen of that. Here's Noah Kahan with Stick Season.
But there's COVID on the planes, and I heard Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do.
So I thought that if I piled.
So if I remember correctly, Olivia Rodrigo's covering this, yes?
She's covering his songs, he's covering her songs.
Yeah. Right.
And
okay,
I'm pumped for that, actually.
Same. And I think that is also going for a... it's actually relatively cheap because it's 7-inch, and I think, if memory serves, there's a lot of copies of that.
I believe there was. They knew it was going to be big this time.
As well, it should be, because Olivia Rodrigo is like the hottest thing since sliced bread
She's still on fire, man, so hard. It's fucking crazy to see. Like, I'm happy for her. Because,
same.
Like, she deserves it. The new song she put out. Like, I wish I had it on vinyl.
Yeah. Well, you can get on vinyl because
I know, but I don't.
She's releasing it. But yeah, those new songs off of the Guts Deluxe, man, I can't keep saying enough amazing things about those four or five songs because they're just that damn good.
Did that come out yet?
No, that doesn't get released until the Guts Deluxe vinyl doesn't come out until July.
So did you order it?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I might have to sell my Guts to get that one. I mean, I just don't want two copies.
You're
going
to sell
your
Guts
to get
Guts?
Hey,
yeah, yeah, oh yeah. My Guts.
Let's see.
No, I might have...
It's so good.
It is. It's so really,
good.
Really good.
But the five songs or whatever on that EP are almost better than everything
on the album.
Did you
listen to that, the video that Shikuna put in our chat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the...
It blew me away. I was like, holy fucking shit.
Dude, Olivia's like in her, like, her rock phase right now, and I am 1,000% sold. Like, just... Please, please keep on. I'm hoping to God her next record is going to be nothing but just like emo pop punk sort of shit, and or just like just straight up like alt rock. And I am, I'm into it. Let's go.
Like she's doing really well. And if she ends up playing fucking like a Riot Fest,
don't. I know. I'm
manifesting it, man. I'm putting it out into the universe.
Yes. Olivia Rodrigo, please play Riot Fest so I can watch you perform Obsessed live, because that would be fucking amazing. Anyways, 15,000 copies of that. So if you love Olivia Rodrigo or Noah Kahan, you will have a very, very, very good chance of probably picking that up at your record store day this year. I'm super excited to get my hands on a copy of that as well. Daniel, what is your number four pick?
So my number four pick, we've been talking a lot about it on this podcast lately, but Chino from Deftones is just incredible.
And yeah, he is.
I actually really love the Team Sleep album, and I don't own it, so it's self-titled, and it's getting repressed finally on vinyl for Record Store Day. I chose the song Boulevard Nights.
Give it a listen. Hey, Benny, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you mention that, like, you haven't listened to, like, a full Deftones album, like, all the way through? Oh, Benny,
I have to be remedied soon.
Yeah, we might have to remedy that real soon. I have a feeling a white pony might be in your future.
But this is gonna be different though, because I know that I like Deftones. Like, it wasn't like a previous band that you were trying to like sell me. Like, I know I'm gonna like it. It's just one of those bands that kind of just like passed by me. And I told you this before. I saw them at Kobo. And who's the lead singer again?
Chino. Marino. Yeah, Chino Marino.
Chino, he came and stood right in front of me at the barricade, and held my hand, and it was like right in front of me. I was like,
you didn't deserve that.
You definitely did not deserve that.
What's funny is I probably didn't, because
you haven't listened to a full album.
But I wasn't there to see that.
Oh, even worse.
But it was funny because I think it was my ex's I was there with like my ex and my girlfriend at the time and her sister. Mm-hmm. And I think that my girlfriend at the time had to go back to go back to get like merch or something, and her sister was like a massive Death Stones fan. So she got to experience him being right in front of us, but not me holding him up so he can stand at the barricade. So
whatever, just whatever.
But no, I didn't deserve it because I'm not a fan. Like, I wasn't a fan. So
whatever.
It's not even a shot because it's true.
It's true. I saw them perform at Lollapalooza. I want to say about maybe 10 years ago, mm-hmm. And they were playing a small side stage. There was like maybe 400 people there at like the max. Because it was the very start of the day, which is criminal for that band. Because honestly, they should be playing way, way later in the evening. But man, a fucking powerful, powerful set by them. And I'm sad they're not playing Riot Fest this year. So one day, I'll go back and see the Deftones again. But that being said, I'll get to you guys in my number four pick. Here's some good news, guys. We're not going back to 90s alternative music. I know. Don't worry. I got a good pick for my last one that might be 90s related. But for now, I'm going to take you back to early 2000s with some hip-hop because, you know, I can't not buy some hip-hop when I'm, going for a record store day. And, you know, it's an amazing genre. And to pay homage to a local Detroit hip-hop act, they are pressing for the very, very first time one of their most iconic albums, which is very, very good. And if you haven't heard it, you should. It is a group by the name of Slum Village. They're releasing their album, or their iconic album, Detroit Deli. And it is so good. I will give you a little piece of one of their best songs. It's called Selfish off of that album. Give it a listen.
To Detroit, yeah, the place that I rest, where the ladies got asses and a lot of sex. And hot Atlanta, y'all, is one of the best, where they speak Southern slang and smoke Lysess. And New York women are way too fresh, too much on your mind, let me ease that stress. I wish you all were mine, it's so selfish. Maybe I'm feeling myself too much, I guess. But to my ladies all across the globe, in small towns that I don't even know, no. To all local, international code, whether you see me in streets or catch me at shows, I'm calling. I'm selfish. I want you to myself. I can't help it.
Now, if you are not bopping your head right now, there's something very, very wrong with you because, goddamn, that song is a fucking bop.
How many were pressed?
Good question. I think there's a sizable amount. Let me hold on. Double check here.
I hope that's a Monday because I wasn't expecting to buy that, but that was really good.
Yeah, it's really, really good. 2,500.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
That was really good. I forget what part of the song. I think it was like when the harmonies hit. I was like, it just hits. That fucking rock.
That's the legendary John Legend, my friend.
Fucking so.
John motherfucking Legend?
On the track.
Motherfucking Legend.
John motherfucking Legend.
And unfortunately, I'm sorry. Pre-Kardashian Kanye is also on that track as well, and actually has a decent verse. So
nice.
Take it for what it is. But that is an amazing, amazing album. And honestly, I wish Slum Village would have done more, because I think that might have been one of the last albums they did. I could be wrong. I'll have to double check that. But there's Old Dirty Bastards on that record, Black Milk, as I mentioned, John Legend, MC Breed's on there. Gosh, I want to say I'm trying. I know there's someone else that I'm forgetting too. Hold on. Yes. This was also produced by Jay Dilla too. So also, another reason why you really should pick it up. So especially if you love Jay Dilla, which I always do. Rest in peace, of course. You really, really should get this album because it's really, really, really good. So yeah, Slum Village, Detroit Deli, Taste of Detroit. Go pick it up. Slum Village.
Down on the farm.
No. So Dan, what's your last and final pick for Record Store Day that you're excited about?
So there's this band that's by Liam Holt. They came from England. They're gothy new dark metal. I fucking love them. The song I chose is Preacher Man from the album of Fields of Neblum. And I think it's just called... Oh, no, the album's called Downraiser.
Yeah.
So band is called... Dark Fun Stuff.
Yeah, Dark Fun Stuff. We like it. Here you go. I wanted to keep this going, but holy shit. Yeah, that's...
It's fun. It's early, like, industrial goth rock from England.
Yeah.
That seems right up your alley, Dan. If that played and they had to pick which one of us pick that one, I can guarantee they would pick you.
Yep.
For sure.
Not even think at all. Like, that, it's totally up your alley, and I can totally respect that choice.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Now, the question is, how many copies of that is being...
2,502.
Wow, you're being awfully kind there. Let's see, Fields of Niflheim. Actually, yes, 900 copies.
Oh, that's gonna be a hard one to get.
That's gonna be a little tough. But if you dig that song, you might be able to get one at your local record shop. Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see. Benny, what do you got for your fifth and final pick of the of your thing? Stuff and things and whatnot. Oh wait, hold on. I'm sorry.
Fourth pick.
It is your fourth pick. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. Okay, yes. Wait. Anyways, yeah, what's your fourth
that
pick?
That was just my last one.
That was, oh shoot. We
just skipped Benny on his fourth one.
We did. I am so sorry.
It's cool. Benny, what's your fourth one?
Yeah. My bad. Sorry, Benny, what's your fourth one?
No, I totally, it's fine. So my fourth one was Military Gun, Life Under the Sun. And it was funny. I didn't actually know of this band that much. And then I saw they were on a couple of tours that I was familiar with or probably going to, and I checked it out and I actually really dug it.
Nice. So let's give it a listen.
Why don't we tell you, Jaguna, but you can go ahead and play it.
Okay.
Something I don't want that I regret. What you say in the day?
Interesting. It's got some acoustic little low chill kind of vibey sort of stuff. I like that.
You should hear the not acoustic version.
Oh, is that
do we fully know that
the sure it's an acoustic version?
Is it? Oh, whatever.
Okay. Well, even so, that's still very good. Yeah, and featuring Bully too of all
I love Bully.
I know, yeah, you've been talking a lot about Bully last year, because I know that was like one of your favorite records of the past year, wasn't it?
Yep.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
So, and yeah. So Military Gun, I've seen live twice in the last 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they played a show, and they opened in Hamtramck last year, and then our friend Alex Delavan invited me to a show that was inside of a printing press factory where they played on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because they were like, we're really short, so everyone in the back's not going to see us.
Aww.
It was a good show.
You were there.
I bet.
Yeah. It was so fun.
That was at Edgeman Record?
Yep.
Edgeman Printing?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. Aw. Yep, so 2,000 copies of that is available. So if you like that, make sure to go get in line at your local record shop and see if you get yourself a copy. Okay. Benny, I'm sorry for skipping over you for the your fourth pick. My apologies.
For some reason, I didn't even notice. I don't know why. I just like zoned out.
It's all good. It's all good. I'm going to give you my fifth and final pick, and then Benny, you got your you'll close us out here for today's show. So, guys, I know you're all big fans of soundtracks, and I feel like this year was pretty heavy for Record Store Day, pretty heavily loaded with a lot of really, really quality soundtracks that are coming out. This one is no exception to the rule. Personally, one of my favorite, I wouldn't say favorite movies necessarily, but when it came out, I was really big into it. And it's the movie Spawn, which I read those comics when I was a kid. Absolutely love Todd McFarlane, pretty much anything that he does. The soundtrack is what really sold me for it, because it has some iconic bands on there. But one that I've already mentioned before in my record roundup for Record Store Day here. But here's a little taste of one of my favorite songs off the album. It's Can You Trip Like I Do off from Filter and the Crystal Method. Fucking powerhouse of a song.
I want to talk a little bit about this album, because it's also one that I really want to pick up. There are 2,700 made.
Okay.
And it's not just like your typical like new metal and alternative bands. It's bands put together. So we got like you said, Filter and Crystal Method, Marilyn Manson and Sneaker Pimps together.
Yeah.
Korn and Dust Brothers.
Yeah. Long Hard Road Out of Hell for Marilyn Manson.
The Prodigy with Tom Morello.
Yeah.
Silverchair with Vitro.
Yeah.
Incubus with DJ Greyboy. Slayer and Atari Teenage Riots. Woo.
Yeah, it's a powerhouse of a soundtrack. I remember when I was working at my local record shop that no longer exists anymore, Harmony House, back in the day. We could not keep this soundtrack in stock, because every like 90s edgelord like teen boy would walk in like, I have to hand this because I love that Crystal Method song on there. And like, we would sell out of them constantly. Yeah. But it's a great, but for good reason, because it's an amazing soundtrack.
A lot of these songs you can't find these versions.
Correct.
So this is an important find, people. Get in line.
Not to mention, I believe that soundtrack is also, the variant is a glow-in-the-dark variant, too, if I remember correctly.
Oh, is it?
I believe so. Let me double-check that. I think that's right.
That's fancy.
Yeah, very fancy. 2,700 copies, Record Store Day exclusive. Oh, wait, I apologize. It is
Smoky
not.
Smoky red vinyl.
My apologies. Yep, smoky red vinyl. I thought it was supposed to be a glow-in-the-dark, but I stand corrected. But, yeah, it's, I need to get my hands on that record for sure. Benny? Since I, once again, apologize for skipping over you, you get to pick our final one.
Fine.
So your final pick.
Kind of moving, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. So your final pick, my friend.
So we are moving on with the soundtracks a bit there. So this one, it's Metro Boomin presents Spider-Man Across the Universe. So, I mean, Spider-Man Across the Universe, it's so fucking good. So
yeah.
I'm intrigued. To get this in my hands, hopefully.
Yeah, you should. Here's a little piece of that. This is Annihilate. Universe, give me space, baby. Yeah. Weezy Carter. I'm about to go Peter Parker. I'm Spider-Man.
If he ain't me, he just a creeper crawler. Touch spot the lighter. Pull up in a new Ferrari Spider. Spider web necklace with the diamonds. She turned a spider woman if a biter. I will not go back and forth with you. I see you got the black widow with you. You should have had a black hero with you. I get an arachnophobia. I've been lit since I flicked the lighter. Since I was an instant busy spider. They been trying to wash the spider out. I got spiders crawling out your mouth. Spider verse.
I just came to my senses. Yo, I stay in another dimension.
So here's the interesting thing about the Metro Boomin Spider-Man thing. There is, from what I can tell, unless I'm looking at this wrong. Hold on. Oh yeah, this is gonna be really, really hard to find. I thought it was being released as like a traditional 12-inch, but this is a turntable with only three 3-inch records.
And oh, they're doing that.
They are, and there's only 250 available.
Well, I'm definitely not getting that.
Yeah, that's gonna be impossible to find. Sorry, Benny.
I mean, it's fine. I'm not worried about it.
I'm curious to know what songs are on there. So Self Love is on there, Nas Morales, which is also very, very good. Annihilate's not on there, though. I'm surprised because that was like one of the bigger hits off of that soundtrack for sure, or at least one of the more well-known ones. Let's see here, and Link Up, which also Link Up is good too. The turntable looks really, really cool. But I mean, good luck. That's all I gotta say is good luck. Good news for you though, Benny. If you like that soundtrack, the Target exclusive version of that is really, really, really nice. The variant on that is just it's choice.
Good to know.
Yeah, so you should definitely pick that up if you can't get your hands on the 250 that are available of this one.
That's going to be like up. People are going to buy that and resell it. It's going to be fucking ridiculous.
Of course, yeah. I mean, I forget. Dan, you've worked a few record store days where they had those little record, small 3-inch record players, right? I can only imagine there was only about, like, you know, 250 or so that were they're made
of.
You can
usually order 3 to 4.
Yeah, really? Okay.
And I know, like, this year the Beatles are also doing one.
Are they? Okay.
Like, yeah. And it's like the, oh God, I forgot the name of the show. What's the show that they played? Like when they first got.
Wait, the Beatles?
Yeah.
Oh, the Ed Sullivan Show or no?
Yeah, so it's the Ed Sullivan Show tapes. And it's like each one of the 3 inches is like a different like song from that.
Got it.
It looks cool, but I don't like 3-inch records.
Yeah, same. Also because it's like, I mean, I understand the novelty and it's kind of cute to have as like a collector's item, especially if you're a diehard collector. But I could never ever justify the price of it because it's like it is such a novelty. It's one of those things that's like you'll put on a shelf somewhere, you'll listen to it once, but like, okay, and that's where it stays, I guess.
they're not cheap.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Can I go through and name off a bunch of honorable mentions?
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Do it.
All right, so Ladytron's releasing Light and Magic. That's a pretty sweet album and harder to find.
Yeah, yeah.
Noah Kahan's releasing I Was, I Am, his not sure if it's first or second album, but with Noah Kahan's popularity, if you like him, you're going to want to get in line for that. The Japanese House is releasing the ITE IAD sessions, which they're wonderful, and this is a great album.
Yeah, they are.
Him is releasing a 7-inch that's going to be shaped like the heart logo.
Mm-hmm.
And have, I mean, it has Bury Me Deep Inside Your Heart on one side. I don't remember what's on the other side, but come the fuck on. Like, anything off the Razorblade Romance era is incredible.
Right?
Let's see. The band Flip Turn, they're releasing something and they're really good. English Beats is releasing What Happened, but however, that album is not that hard to find right now. You can find used copies everywhere, but it's a great album.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I remember pricing up 2 used ones in the past like 5 months when I was at the record shop.
Gone on.
Electrofixion, F-I-X-I-O-N, so I don't know if it's Vision or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a fan of Echo and the Bunnymen, this was their band after Echo and the Bunnymen broke up, and it's a good album.
Oh, nice.
Let's see. Digits is a punk band, I believe, out of Texas. I could be wrong on that, but they never got big, but they're really good, and they're releasing like a big compilation. It's way too expensive for my taste because I do like it, but I'm not paying like $60 for a band barely anyone knows, but it's good music.
Sure. Yeah, don't blame you.
Another cool one is Daft Punk is releasing Something About Us, the cartoon music videos, but it's like a special, I don't know if it's a 10 or 7 inch. Maybe it's a 12 inch.
I think it's a 12 inch. Pretty sure.
Let's see. The band Casual, it's hip hop. It's really good, but it's also like $40.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. At the Gates, fucking Slaughter of the Soul. If you're into metal, I mean, this is an iconic album and really good. Mm-hmm. Lily Allen, It's Not Me, It's You. This is one I want to kind of find on Monday. I know she only had the one song, like, Fuck You, off this album that got really popular, but...
Fuck you really... very, very much. Yep. I do like that song.
This is more for me, but I'm hoping to find it on Monday. I can't imagine it's selling out places, but Astrid Gilberto is a French pop singer, and her album's amazing, and I want that girl from Ipanema, but it's Ipanema? Also, like, almost $50, so I'm hoping that's a Monday find.
Could be.
There's a Susie and the Banshees release, but it's a live album, and you know my opinion on that.
You don't like the live albums.
The Hives is coming out with the Black and White album, which is a sick album.
Yeah.
It's got Tick, Tick, Boom on it. The Dead Milkmen, Bucky Feeney. I mean, anything the Dead Milkmen do is usually pretty good.
Agreed.
And then this isn't for me, but people love this band. I'm not a fan, actually, but Asking Alexandria is coming out with Reckless and Relentless.
Ugh.
And
not a big fan either.
The Scene Emo Kids, like, this was a huge album for them, so... Get on that one.
There's a
few songs I like by them, but not enough to ever buy an album.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So I only have three big honorable mentions, and I think these are fun ones. One is first and foremost, Mavis Staples is re-releasing one of her albums as well, Have a Little Faith, which I think is an amazing, amazing album from her. It's, I think, one of her last records, if I remember correctly, too. So that one's cool. And then two are more soundtracks, because I did mention there were a lot of soundtracks that are coming out this year for Record Store Day. One is the Dazed and Confused soundtrack. Or I'm sorry, it's more Dazed and Confused. So it's just like a lot of the other B-side cuts that didn't make the full original soundtrack. But there's some really, really, really great songs on there as well. And then, of course, getting back into some hip-hop as well. How could you not want to get your hands on a copy of Snoop Dogg's Murder Was the Case? I mean, seriously, that is... It's iconic on so many different levels.
I forgot one, and I was hoping you were going to say it, but you didn't, so I'm going to say one more.
Which is?
The South Park, the 20th Anniversary Collection concert.
Yeah, but it's a live album.
It's got Gayfish on there. Yeah, it's their Red Rock thing.
Like, I know.
It's going to be hilarious, and that's one, if I could find cheap, I would get, but I'm not buying.
Is it? How much is that going for? I can only imagine.
Six album album.
No, it's three LPs, so it's not six. But even so, 4,000 copies. You could probably get your hands on that relatively easy, and that might be a Monday thing for sure.
Yeah, it's got boogers and cum on it.
Boogers and cum.
They put America Fuck Yeah on it.
I mean, yeah, that. I mean, yeah.
America.
Yeah.
The only song America. I don't see on here that makes me sad is. I mean, they got the Butters theme song, My Robot Friend, but remember when Butters did that song where he's like, well, what in my butt?
Oh, yeah.
What? I'm like, why is that not on here?
I think it's because technically, I think that's a cover, so maybe they couldn't get, like, the rights to it, perhaps?
All right, maybe.
I mean, the person that did it originally, was like, nah, that ain't cool. Let's see here. What will Brian Boitano do is on there, too? Oh, jeez.
Uncle Fucker. So a lot of like songs from the movie are on there, which is
Let's Fighting Love. Oh, dude, the Chim Pokemon song. That's Yep. Oh man,
it's gonna be sweet.
Yeah,
Ballad of Lemmywinks.
And also Tali's on the front cover. Okay, maybe I do need to get my hands on this.
It's 4,000 made, so I'm hoping. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. That's... Maybe there'll be a Monday thing.
Yeah.
It's also pressed on Tali blue wax. Oh boy! Oh, that could be fun. Okay, I'll think about it.
Glad I talked you into it.
I'm glad you did too. Record Store Day is coming up here very, very soon, April 20th. So by the time that you're listening to this, it'll probably be only a few days away. Go bug your local record shops. Find out what they got. Potentially, maybe be nice to them. Maybe throw them some tips. Maybe bring them some coffee. And maybe go buy some records to add to your ever-growing collection like the rest of us degenerates do.
And I also, with the Monday thing I keep talking about, continue to buy from your local record shop. Remember, a lot of these are going to be from record shops. The higher price ones are going to be scalpers, so just avoid the scalpers.
And don't worry about FOMO. Like, if you go to Record Store Day and you can't find the record you're looking for at your local shop, do not rush to Discogs that same day to go and buy them, because once again, they will be marked up for insane prices. And it won't be worth it. Wait till Monday, and if you can't get your hands on that Monday, then I guess start talking to scalpers potentially, or good luck.
Yeah.
Because to this day, I still can't get my hands on Hail Satin as much as I really, really want that record.
Yeah.
Fucking.
And honestly, like, speaking of like FOMO, like, I remember like for years, like, you know, if I didn't find what I was looking for, I would just buy a record because I felt like I wanted to just like belong.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just buy a record that I didn't even really like really want that much, but just so I could say I supported my local store, that I bought a record in Record Store Day.
Absolutely.
And I wouldn't really advise that if it's gonna like cost you like more than like $30, $40, because I think I spent like over the years like maybe like $50 on a record I barely even spend now.
I mean,
well, buy a record that's not a Record Store Day exclusive.
There you go. I mean, keep
or
in mind
that,
a lot of
record store.
Keep in mind a lot of your local record shops will probably be doing sales and discounts for their regular inventory as well. I mean, Record Store Day, let's face it, is really used as a vehicle to get you in the door, right? And then past that point,
true.
Because and I think this isn't really breaking any rules or confidentiality that Dan would allude to, because I know you've told me about this in private, is that the majority of records that are for Record Store Day aren't like, they're not, Record Store Days aren't, the record shops aren't marking those things up at exorbitant prices. They're probably, exactly, they're probably buying them for cost or maybe a few bucks more than that. So it's not like they're making a whole lot of money off of Record Store Day. The majority of their sales are probably, or where they make the majority of their money is going to be buying other records that aren't Record Store Day releases. So if you have the money to spare, please buy some stuff that isn't Record Store Day stuff and help support your local record shops and keep the hobby going, because we need our fix, man. Don't let us die. Please keep the addiction going. It's okay. We're all right with it.
I'm pretty sure this thing that we've been invested in for so long isn't slowing down. I feel like if every year that passes by, like, more artists are releasing vinyl, like more variants, and it's becoming like a pretty big thing.
I just want the prices to drop. The prices of records have gone up so much.
You want to hear some? I know we're getting way into the weeds here on this one. I heard some crazy rumor as of late that CDs are starting to make a comeback, which I'm okay with, but at the same time too, I'm also like a bit fearful, because that means also then CDs are going to start to get a lot more expensive too, like once that like kicks on. So who knows? Anyways, I'm rambling. We're all rambling. Dan, where can I find you on the internet?
You can find me at Ecto Cooler Ghost.
Yeah, I can. Hey Benny, where can I find you on the internet?
Benny. And the wax.
Where?
Everywhere.
I like that.
I am everywhere
and nowhere. I'm everywhere and nowhere all at the same time. You can find me at the Big Chacuna as well. Also, you can go to our website, which is www.bsideourselves.com, where you can find all of our playlists, all of our socials, all the stuff that is related to the podcast, as well as where you can buy yourself a t-shirt, because there's some really, really nice design there, and you should go get it.
They are selling out. They are flying off the shelves. Go grab one now.
Get it while you still can. Use our special promo code, Dan is a sexy beast, and you get 13% off or something.
We do not have a promo code. Do not...
Try it anyways. It might work. Who knows? Make sure you go to our website once again, www.bsideourselves.com, and, go show us a little bit of love. And if you love this episode too, please comment. Tell us about it, because we love hearing from you as well.
Let us know what you want to get for Record Store Day.
Yeah. Tell us that we're not just talking into the void, because that would make me very sad. Anyways, with that being said,
it's time to flip the record over.
Uh-huh.
Blame Canada.
Blame Canada.
Canada.
With all that hockey hullabaloo and that bitch Anne Marie too. Blame Canada. Blame Canada. They're not a real country anyways.
Right?
Right.
Wow.
Right?
The opinions of Dan and Shakuna do not reflect the opinions of this podcast as a whole. Thank you. Bye.
Bullshit.